Good morning, everybody. All right, thank you very much for having me, Sister Rosh Kollel. You did Nafshe Agon Rav Meir. And without further ado, because I understand everyone's hungry, so we will proceed with haste. The women are potter from Mitzvah Seisha Man Grama, and Chazal, when instituting also their mitzvahs to Rabbanon, followed that pattern, and women ought to be potter from mitzvahs to Rabbanon, shasei groma. But there are exceptions because afhen hoyu bo sones. And there are three members of Rishua ben Levi, and there is noshim chayos ba'arba kosos, maybe afhen hoyu bo sones, noshim chayos b'ner chanukah, because of afhen hoyu bo sones, noshim chayos b'mikra megillah, shafhen hoyu bo sones. So Tosfos in Megillah, on Daf Dalid. So the so he deals with the following: Dibra Masu Noshkas Mikra Megillah. Mikamash Noshim Motzias Sachem Deichavasim. Lo Kamar Lishma Mikra Megillah. Chayv Mikra Megillah sounds just like their chiyuv would be identical to that of a male. So he brings that the Balach Skudolos found a Tosefta. The kosher dobe tosefta tani behedya, the tumtum ein motzi lo esmino v'lo et she'eno mino. So tumtum, that's we don't know his gender. That's like everybody today, right? So the So you don't know his gender, and so he can't be motzi anybody because you don't know what what this one might be. It's a gender unknown, so you don't know if he's being motzi, if he's a man being motzi a woman, or he's a woman being motzi a man. Androgynous motzi esminov and motzi eshemer. Now the androgynous has both genders, whatever. Also highly common in this day and age, and he could be motzi only his fellow androgynous, not someone that's not a male, not a male, and that's what I said. Peshita de lo adifa isha androgynous. Now just for lack of. You'll forgive me if it doesn't sound politically correct. It's a translatosis, literally. An androgynous cannot be worse than a woman. We're talking about as far as their chiv in Asay Shazman Groma. Like, what's worse could it be? Right? It's so he's a, can only be motzi mino, and that's a chiddush, because we hold that an androgynous is whatever it is. So it can be motzi as far as androgynous, and koshke can be motzi a woman, but not motzi a man. Right? Not motzi a man. And the worst an androgynous could be is a woman. He might be a man, and he still can't be motzi a man in Mikra Megillah. So heavy Omer, and it must be that Kal v'chomer, a woman can't be motzi a man in Mikra Megillah according to this Tosefta. If an androgynous can't, a woman can't. Right? And therefore, Pascha Alochas Gedolos, the Isha motzi amina avolo anashim. A woman can only read a Megillah for other women and not for men. Right? So, So to understand of what the Gemara and Erechin meant, that Hakol Chayovin doesn't mean Hakol Chayovin equally, but we might have thought that a woman can only be Yotze Mikra Megillah, of Mikra Megillah, or rather Shmias of Megillah, if she heard from a man. No, come on, a woman could be Motzi one, but a woman could take care of a woman. A woman cannot be Motzi a man in Mikra Megillah. And we in halacha we're choshesh for this halachas gedolos, right? That the indeed, if a man is reading Megillah for women only, according to Rama, right? And he was yotze already. There's no other men being yotze. You don't make the bracha al mikra Megillah. You only make the bracha lishmoa mikra Megillah. Because Allah also surmised that they're not chayiv the same way men are chayiv. And so if they're not chayiv in Mikra, they're only chayiv to hear the Megillah. But the reading of a woman is a good enough Megillah to hear. She doesn't have to dafka her shmias. Shmias Megillah is not dafka from a male. She could hear the Megillah from a woman. Right? But a man cannot be yotze hearing the Megillah from a woman. Because a man is chayiv in Mikra Megillah. They're only chayiv in shmias Megillah. So the question I want to deal with is, what would be the halacha by Ner Chanukah? Kointas Ochas Gedolos. Will we say by Ner Chanukah, Ner Ishu Beis, of course, the whole family is Yotze with, one Ner. Right? Can the woman of the household light? because the chayv ner Chanukah be din afin hoy bos neis, and be motzi all the men in the household, right? If they're all one bias, right? That is the question I want to raise. Now the Orach HaShulchan in Tofrei Peites Sif Hey, he assumes a Dover Poshet. In his words, it must be that the Baal HaKadosh felt, in light of this Tosefta, that Afin HaYiboseis, you know, does not take off the p'tur of Asei Shazman Groma to make a woman equally chayev as a man. Right? So he says, and he speculates, that just like that by Megillah, it's only Mechayever to hear the Megillah, but she doesn't have to do Kriyas on Megillah. Right? So also, by Ner Chanukah, she'd only be chayev in Re'iyas Ner Chanukah, right? Not chayev in Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. That's what he assumes, right? Now, it is very clear to me that the Orach Spels was not benimtza in the days of the Orach HaShulchan, but I just have to even critique the speculation, because if you know where the Maimer of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is regarding Ner Chanukah, it's in the middle of the sugya of Hadloka Oysa Mitzvah. And the words of the Gemara were Isha Vadai Madlaka. They bring some of Rishua ben Levi, because Nosher Chayos ben Archaka, Afinu Boso Anes. It's in the Sukh of Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. Which we have a whole different gear. Isha Vadai Eno Madlika, right? Afinu Boso Anes. But the truth is, told Rabbi Price, you know, that people shook up the Halach Skedos. It's, you know, it's not always commonly available, but take my word for it. In Hilchos Megillah, he brings this Tosefta, as Tosus quotes him, and says women are only chayiv in Shmias HaMegillah. They're not chayiv in Kriyas HaMegillah. But by Ner Chanukah, he copies down the Gemara verbatim as we have it. Isha Vadai Madlaka. So the question comes up now. So we resolve the question. No, a woman could light, you know, even according to Hilchos, a woman could light the Ner Chanukah for the whole household. Right? But the question, what's the chiluk? What is the chiluk, you know, between Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah? Why the difference? So, I was thinking like this. You know, there is a common thread between these three members of Rishua ben Levi. Right? He said, Dafka, you know, let's look at the cases in question. Arba Kaisis, right? Ner Chanukah, Mikra Megillah. What is a common denominator between these three mitzvahs? No kidding. Right. Yeah. And in addition to that, what? Pirsum Enisa. They're all midin Pirsum Enisa. So you ask Arba Kosas Pirsum Enisa? Yeah. What?
I'm thinking the two basic mahalchim, right? Arba Kosas. Either Abra or the simply part of the Bircha Sakos on the designated Mitzvah Halayla.
Okay. You're bringing me Rishon. I'm going to bring you a Gemara.
The Lesheris Gula, it's to Mepharsim the Gula rather than just symbolic.
Yeah, so let me read you a Gemara. So the halacha is that, you know, from first mission Arvei, so we all do that in summer camp, Arvei Pesachim, right? So we know, right? We get past the first mission at least. That your Arvei Kos, you will have your chayv in Arvei Kos afilu min atamchoi, if you're like dirt poor, you eat in soup kitchens, you got to go, you know, and you got to come up with Arvei Kosis. So says the Gemara of Afil Metanku Pshita, you know, well, you're not potter from mitzvahs just because you're very poor. Lo nitzcha el Afil Rebbe Akiva, de Omar, Asei Shabbat Chachol, Val Titzdarech Labrios, Hacha Mishum Pirsume Nisa Moidi. Right? The din that Afil Metanchui, you got to come up with Arba Kaisas, is a din Pirsume Nisa, because of Pirsume Nisa. Which everyone knows the halacha also by Ner Chanukah. You know, you gotta sell because that's a chumrah of Pirsume Nisa. Zombies. It's only very geschmack, you know, just when you realize that Arba Kaisis is Mishum Pirsume Nisa, the hemshech of the words of the Rambam and Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, which is very geschmack. It's over there in Perek Zayin. You know, how does he lead into the dinim of Arba Kaisis?
b'chol dor v'dor chayav dam laharos es atzmo. Kilu hu ba'atzmo yotzer atam b'shiv mitzrayim shav v'alson hotzi misham. Right, you have to display yourself. You know, that was his nusach in Chazal. You have to display yourself as if you left Mitzrayim. You have to project freedom. Right. Is that you have to view it as if you were, right? Even though the Torah is speaking to someone who lived generations later, lefikach, says the Rambam, and therefore because of laharos esatzmo, kishesoid belayla azet zoch lechov lishtozu meisiv derecheros. V'chol echad v'echad bein anoshim chayav lishtozu azet arba kol shayin. So it's midin laharos es atzmo, right? You have to project, you know, that you're a free man. Persomei nisa, right? So therefore, you know, as you project that by, you know, being meisiv derecheretz and not having less than arba kosis shoyayin. So I'm going to posit a very simple, straightforward svara, right? That, you know, the inyan of afen oyu b'osanes is not mechay, according to the Baal Chos. It's just mechay of the women in these particular dinim, not in all the dinim of that yomtiv. Like, for instance, prove to me a woman's chayv in mishloach monos. I can just tell you that the pre-Kharshan Tafreit Sadi Gimel says woman doesn't have to give mishloach monos. Because shteit ish l'reu, that's what he says, right? Now, I don't know, I would tend to agree. Huchsa kavase avalomi ta'ame, right? Afinu Boseis is not a mechayiv in all the mitzvahs of the Chag, of what the Rabbanim were metaking, because of our, you know, our Yeshuas that we were zochet to. It's only mechayiv in the din persumei nisa. It's on. There wasn't mechayiv in all the mitzvahs of the Chag. I'll see all the regular mitzvahs of the Chag, the additional mitzvahs, additional halachas. It blibes a mitzvah seishas man grama that women are potter from. But it's because afhein hoyu ba'oso anes. So they have to do persumei nisa. It's a very simple svar. You know, it's you have to show a kar stuff. Afen ubalsanes, you do persumei nisa, but it's only mechayev in the din of persumei nisa, right? Not in all the other. And the Gemara started to be taken literally. Ner Chanukah, and you know, so, I mean, we have, you know, not hallel, right? They're chayev in Ner Chanukah, right? They're not chayev in the hallel of Chanukah, right? Ner Chanukah, Purim, you know, just Megillah, and we're going to break that down in a second, right? And by Pesach, you know, they only were chayvim the din rabban of dalit koises. You know, they're chayvim matzah to midoraisa because of the hekesh to baal tochal chometz. So now, listen to the lashon of the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Ches. So the Gemara, you know, says the Gemara is going on the Mishnah. Halo is sheshama ashuris yotza. Right, you could hear the Megillah in any language if you speak that language, you understand that language. But Halois Sheshama Ashuris Yotza, right? But if you hear it, you know, you don't speak Hebrew, right? But you heard it the way it's written, you're Yotza, right? Even though you don't understand Hebrew. So the Gemara asks, Va lo yada Maika Amri, right? So the Gemara doesn't understand. So midav and noshim amaretz, right? Well, however it works for noshim and amaretz, whatever it is, you know, we know the Gemara's doche that and says, you know, don't tell me this episodin that, you know, you do the best you can. It's like noshim and amaretzism. That's not the case because us, you know, maskif l'ravina atu anan hachshonim ben rochim yadinan. Right, we also don't understand. There's like some words in the Megillah that were written in, you know, these strange Persian terms, Achshani Bnei Ramachim. We get the general gist, right? But we don't know. We also don't know what every word in the Megillah means. So obviously, it is not true that you have to understand every word of the Megillah. So this is what the Gemara says. Ela mitzvas kriya upirsume nisa, hachinami kriya upirsume nisa. So Rashi explains, you know, that Pirsumei Nisa, right, that Afa Pishen Yodim Mashashom Shoim is Hashom Vori Maya Kriyazo Vechaya Nesim Odim Lem. You know, so you get someone to explain to you the basic message, the basic story. Right. So now, we really should have raised this question, right? So the Bahag found a stira, you know, between the Gemara and the Tosefta, right? The Tosefta by Androgynous, right? and the Gemara, which seems to say a woman's just as chayiv as men, right? And this is all by Mikra Megillah. And he's, oh, we got a problem. So we got to make a compromise. They don't have to do Kriyas HaMegillah. They only have to do Shmiyas HaMegillah. Where do you get that from? Oh, you got a kasha, right? So we'll make a compromise. You know, there has to be a makor for this idea that women are chayiv, that there's episodes, there's a chafza called Shmiyas HaMegillah, separate from Kriyas HaMegillah. Where did he get it from? Right? This Gemara. The Gemara saying it's Tzvei Dinim. Zakriya u Persume Nisa. Now, Persume Nisa is Shmiya. Right? You know, that, you know, what you pick up at the time of the Kriya, you know, at that event when the Megillah is written, you have to, you know, absorb the message of what happened. Right? It's Kriya u Persume Nisa. I am positing, and I don't think it's Rachok, this is the Din Shmi of the Bahad. And would fit Kamin Chaimer. Women are only chayiv in the Persume Nisa Dikadin, right? Of, you know, of whatever Chazal were metakin. So by Megillah, the Persume Nisa is the Shmiya, right? The Kriya is like a separate din, right? It's all one big mitzvah, but of the halacha of Kriya, that men are chayiv, women aren't chayiv, but they are chayiv in Shmiyas Megillah because the Shmiyas Megillah is Persume Nisa. And this would, you know, fit consistently with what we're saying. Afen Ubo Sanes is only Mechayiv in a dinner, Persume Nisa. But now let's analyze this. You know, by Ner Chanukah. Right? Ner Chanukah. So I want to read you, just for the purpose of contrast, a Gemara and a Rashi on Daf Hei and Megillah. The din of Rav Megillah, we paskin like Amar Rav Megillah bismana kornosa filu biyachid shelo bismana beasora, right? The Megillah on Yudalid, right? You could read it. You could lock yourself in a room and you could read the Megillah, and that's okay, right? You know, it's not nice, but it's you know, you'll be yotze, right? You know, but shelo bismana, like the kfarim we're talking about, when the kfarim are magdimin the yom haknisa, right? You need a minyan, right? Rav Asi holds Ben Bismana Ben Shlo Bismana Basara. No, because, you know, should do it, you know, Barovam. So I want to read you just the Lashon of Rashi. So on this day in that Kornosa Filu Biyachid, which is the way we paskin, by the way, Hakul Korimbo, because on this day everyone's reading, Ve'ika Pirsumanes. And there is Pirsumanes. That's what? Ve'ika Pirsumanes. Right? Because everyone's reading, there will be, Ve'ika Pirsume Nisa. Now, what does Rashi mean? It means everyone, you know, somebody's doing it, Beminion? What? No, so we'll get back to that in a second. But my point is that, you know, the word gets out. Pirsume Nisa is attained because everyone's doing it on this day. But what is each and everyone doing? Rashi's not saying because someone's doing it, Beminyan. No. Everyone's reading this day. So the word gets out. But the maisa of getting the word out is take care of yourself. You make sure to hear the nace. What you do to get the word out, you go, you hear the nace. You take care of yourself. He's also going to take care of himself on this day, and he's also going to take care of himself on this day. So, ika persumane. So, of course, person means publicized, right? But in how you go about it is that you make sure to do your part that you hear the nace. There's no din to project the nace to someone else, right? So what happens on the day everyone's reading, the word does get around because everyone's going to read it. So the, you know, ika persuma nace because everyone heard it. But the kforim that are magdim liyom haknisa, it won't add up to, you know, you may not have a critical mass that it was called that persuma nace was attained. But the maisa of Persume Nisa that we have to do by Purim is that you take care of yourself and you go hear the nace. It's not a din for me to tell someone, hey, the nace happened. You go and you absorb the message. But so if everyone's doing it, ikam Persume Nisa. Now, it's not muchrach that Rav Asi, who says even bismana, you need a minion, argues on this. Because I don't believe that Rav Asi is saying, no, the din of Persume Nisa by Purim is to be, I should tell others, and kill everyone's making the shliach tzibur their shliach to tell others. I don't believe that for a second, right? What I believe is that the kli that's going to absorb the nes should be a tzibur, But it's still the Maisa Persumenisa's go hear it. You want to say something?
But near Chanukah, there's a Shasakana. You live by yourself. Or someone
right.
Comes up 2 o'clock in the morning. It's Machlik, it's Magna Ram Chevin Maisha. If just the Maisa Adlok itself is Persumenisa, even if no one else is involved. It's
yeah.
You for yourself.
No, very good. No.
But for him, it's not a din. I think it's not a din like Shmei Kaina when I'm listening to him read.
No, yes, it's
not limited to halacha like Shmei Kaina because.
No. It's of course Shomei Kaona because you have to. Begil has to be mitoch haktav. It has to be mitoch haktav, and Shomei Kaona gives you the benefit as if you're saying it the way he's saying it, mitoch haktav. Of course, there's Shomei Kaona, but he's not my. I don't believe he's my shliach in doing persume the din persume nisa. I do my own persumenisa by hearing the nays, right? And that's, I have to understand what's going on, and that's how I contribute that collectively, everyone goes to hear the nays, the message gets out. But the maisa persumenisa is to absorb it. You hear it. So now, if bismana, everyone's doing it, right? Problem is, being a kforim, you may not have a critical mass of people to ever hear the story, that's why make a minion. But it's only because it has to add up to that. That the nace is mafursam. But what each and everyone has to do in that effort is go hear it himself. Men. I know that's with all the toxic masculinity. No. Persume Nisa, the din Persume Nisa that there is by Purim is Shmir. But there's another din of Kriya. So Gemara says two dinim, Kriya or Persume Nisa. The Bahag said women are only chayiv in Shmiah because of that conflict he found with the Tosefta. Where did he get this din of Shmiah from? How do you divide it in half? Because there's two dinims, Kriya, Pesumei Nisa, and the dinim, the member of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, often everyone says, the common denominator between all of them is the din of Pesumei Nisa. What? Yeah, it's not Shomer, it's Shomei HaKona. And with Shomei HaKona, you get the benefit. So, but all I say is, I don't believe that it's because of Shomei HaKona that I'm Yotze Persume Nisa. I'm doing my own Persume Nisa by hearing it. Because that's what the Gemara said. You have to at least understand what happened. That much you have to understand. See, if you don't understand every word of the Megillah, that's okay. Hear it and just chop what happened. And that's called, the Gemara called it Persume Nisa, the Ba'a calls it Shmia. That's what you have to understand.
How does Shomei
HaKona
help?
That's one of the benefits. It's really it's something to be very thankful for, right? That the Shomei HaKona, you get the you are saying it the way he's doing it. Because by Kiddush, you don't say Shomei HaKona. Kiddush has to be a la kos. You don't have the kos. You get all the benefits of, you said it the way he is saying it. So if he has a kos, it's as if you have a kos. If he has a klaf, it's as if you have a klaf. That's, it's one of the benefits. It's a great thing. But the Nes of Chanukah is Cholok Beker Yisod Dino. The din of Chanukah is to project outwards. Right? You can't put your Ner Chanukah L'malo Me'esrim, right? Because Lo Sholta Ba'ena, people got to see it. You got to put it in Pesach Be'esel Mi'bachut. You got to put it in the Chalon. Right? So, of course, it was raised, that Shas Sakona, Yo Chazal, It's like a whole different mitzvah. You just put al shulchan over dayo, right? But we're not talking about shas sakona, right? The ikar persume nisa is, in the words of the Rambam Hilchos Chanukah, laharos ulegalos nes, to project it, right? It's similar to the mitzvah of laharos es atzmo kil yatzam mitzrayim, project freedom, and you project freedom by drinking arba kaisis. By ner Chanukah, the din is also to project the nes outwards.
And what about the person who's in the shuk who makes a mitzvah to see the menorah? A brother to see the menorah. How do we understand that as a kima pursuing nisa?
The brichas hara'iyah is a consolation prize. Tosfos says this for the homeless. People who don't can't light ner Chanukah, they gave him the brichas hara'iyah. It's it's a consolation prize for those who can't light or have according to some Rishon, Tosis, the Rajba, what is it, according to Rashi, it says, Imlohidlikadayin, right, that if you didn't light yet, you could make, don't know, right, can't tell you exactly, right, but the, but he who is chayev to light Ner Chanukah, it has to be done in an oifen that the Nes is Mefursam, he has to put it by the Chalon, put it Pesach Mezuchot, can't be Lomalo Me'esrim, so the din of Persume Nisa by Chanukah, is Lahedra different than, you know, the Persume Nisa by Purim? You know, by Hanukkah, you have to project outwards, and you can't just do it your way. You know, you got to do it Ayidei the Ner. The Ner is the Nusach of Persume Nisa. You have to project outwards. By Purim, right, by Megillah, the Persume Nisa is to absorb the message of the Nes. Right? So it comes out like this. It's very good. You know, so by Ner Hanukkah, the Chiv of the woman and the man is the same. So that's why Isha Varai Madlaka, according to the Bahag, right? Because, you know, it's Afin, it's only Machayim Persum Nesa, but the Persum Nesa by Ner Hanukkah is Ner Hanukkah. So Rechiv comes up identical, so she could light the house, the Ner Hanukkah for all household. No problem whatsoever, right? But by Purim, because the mitzvah is the Shmiya, and not the Kriya, the Persum Nesa, I mean, is the Shmiya, not the Kriya, right? The Kriya is just a Hechi Timtza. Right, so over there, her chiyuv is not identical to that of the man, because the man has an additional din of kriya, which she doesn't. Right, so now what just left to explain is why Chazal would do a thing like this. Just a machshava. Just a stamba, right? You know, a machshava, you know, as to why, you know, it's as, you know, why, you know, by Hanukkah they made it a din, you know, to project outwards, right? And by Purim, you know, you hear. You contribute to the personalities by you making sure you get the message, right? And that it adds up. Every income personalities. Excuse me.
Pesach also, even though the Rambam says laharis, clearly you're saying you know you do it on your own.
Yeah, because it's just the din of how to be noheg. You know, you have to view yourself. View yourself. Yeah, that's right. You don't have to. You know, like if someone didn't see you drink, get someone to come again so watch you drink. No, that's yeah. It's a din of how to conduct yourself. Right. 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 So I was just thinking that Chazal Metakin Persume Nisa in a perfect parallel to the nature of the Nes. There's a very big difference between the Nes of Purim, right, and the Nes of Hanukkah. Right. You know, the Nes of Purim, right, there's what they call plausible deniability. Right. It was all a big coincidence, you know. He happened to have been married to a Jewish woman, and you know, and she swayed his heart. The whole thing looks like a coincidence. It was no gilui klape chutz, right? It wasn't apparent. It wasn't made apparent, you know, right? The goyim could deny that there was a nes here, right? For the yidden, it's also an avoda to hear that there was tremendous hashgacha pratis over here, right? And externally, nothing changed. What is the reason we don't say Hallel on Purim? Akati Avdei Dachashver Hashanan. Right? we understand, we chap that's a nes, and that's the avori. You hear. And it's much proportion. It's not apparent for all to see. Right? Am Yisrael understands there was a nes here. Right? But we daher that there was a nes. We hear that there was a nes here. Right, the Nes is still very much behester, like the Megillah that we read. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not mentioned once, so it's all behester, and parallel to that the Nes is very, very covered over, right? And it wasn't nigle lachutz, right? And our geopolitical situation was akati avdei dachashverosh anon. So, okay, that you go make sure you hear and you understand there was a Nes here, but by Hanukkah we kicked Greek butt, right? And l'chasisa shem gadol v'kadosh ba'olamecha, like we say in Al Nisim. It was nigla, we pushed them out, and the Beis HaMikdash, where the Shechina is nigla. You know, Purim was a nes in Chutzlart, in Omek HaGolos. In the Beis HaMikdash, where the Shechina is nigla, we had the nes nigla of the Neros Hanukkah. It was l'chasisa shem gadol v'kadosh ba'olamecha, sal mishkal zeh. They were metakin that the mitzvahs made laharos, ulegalos, klapei chutz, because the gil was klapei chutz. Thank you very much.
Yeah.